Our Heavenly Father, God, Yahweh, we come before you to give thanks for today.
我哋亲爱嘅天父，也为我哋嘅神，我哋嚟到你面前去感谢你。
Yeah, we thank you that that we can have this hope in you when the things in this life are not going well.
我哋好感谢你，当我哋生命当中有呢啲唔如意、唔顺利嘅时候，我哋能够喺你里面有盼望。
Because you're the only one who can change our hearts
因为唯独你能够改变我哋嘅内心。
and to transform our lives so that we can be people who who will be able to walk according to your power.
亦都去改变我哋嘅生命，以致我哋可以成为一班能够靠住你能力而生活嘅人。
We this time also want to remember those who cannot join us in person, those who are especially who are weak physically.
我哋喺呢一刻都特别纪念嗰啲当中身体软弱嘅，以致佢哋冇办法亲身嚟到同我哋一齐敬拜嘅弟兄姊妹朋友。
And also those who are maybe encountering difficulty in their lives. Yeah, we pray that they will look to you and you'll become the source of comfort and joy.
特别嗰啲喺生命里面正系遇紧一啲嘅困难挑战嘅，一啲嘅痛苦嘅朋友，求你成为佢哋嘅安慰同埋喜乐嘅来源。
Humanly speaking, there seems to be nothing much we can do, but because of you that we have hope in you.
喺人睇嚟好似我哋冇乜嘢能够去做，但系咧，因为你，我哋系啦，即系知道一切都可以有可能嘅。
May you grant to us the openness of the heart that we may be able to understand your word in the right way.
求你真系打开我哋嘅心，以致我哋能够正确咁去明白你嘅话语。
So we pray all this for your glory's sake.
我哋为到呢一切，为到你嘅荣耀去祷告。
Amen. Okay, so all this time we have been looking at the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit.
咁过去呢段时间咧，我哋一路喺度学习紧圣灵嘅果子嘅特征。
So today we have come to the fourth and the fifth characteristics as listed in Galatians 5:22 to 23.
咁今日咧，我哋就嚟到加拉太书5:22至23中列出嘅第四个同埋第五个特征，
And they are patience and kindness.
就系忍耐同埋恩慈。
So maybe we can look at the passage again in Galatians 5, 22-23.
咁我哋可以再一次睇下加泰书5:22至23。
So it says here, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
圣灵所结嘅果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
So according to the list, we are almost halfway through.
咁如果我哋跟住呢一度列出嚟嘅唔同特征咧，我哋已经过咗差，我哋而家大概已经学习咗差唔多一半啦。
Now, previously, I mentioned that all these characteristics are related to one another.
咁之前我都提过啦，呢啲嘅特征啊，全部都系有互相有关联嘅。
I hope that we are slowly beginning to see how they relate to one another, so much so that when one of these attributes is missing, it's not even possible to have the others.
咁都希望大家咧开始慢慢睇到佢哋之间嘅关系咧，系紧密到如果你缺乏咗其中一方面嘅属性，你想拥有其他嘅呢啲特征咧，系冇可能嘅。
So for example, that we can see that without peace, it is not possible to have joy.
譬如啦，我哋睇到如果你系冇平安嘅，咁你都唔会有喜乐。
And you notice the word fruit there. And so the fact that the word fruit here is in singular form also suggests that the unity and harmony of God's characters is there.
咁而果子呢个词咧，系以单数嘅形式出现，就表明咗咧神嘅性情嗰份合一同埋和谐。
Then this character is something that all believers should have by the power of the Holy Spirit.
而神呢方面嘅性情系所有信徒都应该靠住圣灵嘅能力去拥有嘅。
So patience and kindness are the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, that we are going to look at today.
忍耐同埋恩慈系我哋今日咧要一齐学习嘅圣灵果子嘅特征。
Now, the Bible often mentions God, as a God who is both patient and kind.
喺圣经入面咧，经常都会提到神系一位既有忍耐又满有恩慈嘅神。
Now, the fact that he did not destroy mankind who are sinful and rebellious towards him, but he continued to put up with us, is evidence of his patience.
神之所以冇一下子毁灭晒所有犯罪悖逆嘅人咧，其实就已经系佢内心一份忍耐嘅凭据。
And overlooking our trespasses is evidence of his kindness towards us.
而佢愿意一路宽容啊，宽恕我哋嘅过犯，就系佢对我哋恩慈嘅凭据。
So we can say here that God's patience and kindness go hand in hand.
所以我哋可以话咧，神嘅忍耐同埋恩慈咧系相辅相成嘅。
So, and that is one reason why we are looking at these two characteristics together.
亦都系呢个原因，我哋今日会一次过去睇呢两个特征。
So I believe that each one of us here has been given the opportunity to exercise patience to some extent, right?
我相信在座嘅每一位啊，都有曾经有咁嘅机会，要喺某种程度上运用你哋嘅耐心。
And more often than not, patience has to do with waiting.
而耐性咧，往往系同等待有关嘅。
So waiting becomes our training ground for patience.
所以等待可以话系成为咗我哋训练耐性嘅一个训练场。
Because if we don't have to wait, we don't need to wait, we don't have to be patient, right?
如果我哋都唔使等，咁当然就唔使有耐性啦。
Now, if you have been to Costco, which I think I'm sure most of you have, you'll know what it means to be patient.
如果你去个 Costco 买嘢，咁我相信你会明白有耐性系咩意思。
Because if you're not willing to wait, then forget about lining up, at the checkout point, right?
因为如果你都唔愿意等啊，咁你都唔使谂啊，去排队再俾钱啦。
Yeah, so our world seems to be going at a faster and faster speed.
我哋嘅世界咧，似乎正系以越嚟越快嘅速度向前行。
And we want faster service. We want instant results.
我哋希望得到更快嘅服务，即时嘅效果。
And it becomes harder and harder for us to tolerate the time of waiting.
我哋变得越嚟越难以忍受、容忍呢个等待嘅时间。
So as a result, we become more and more impatient.
结果我哋就变得越嚟越唔耐烦。
Now, technology has no doubt made our lives easier in many ways, but it's also a contributing factor to our becoming more and more impatient.
科技无疑喺好多方面都令到我哋生活更加轻松，但系咧，亦都系导致我哋变得越嚟越唔耐烦嘅原因之一。
So we spend a lot more time with our phones rather than in prayer with God, for example.
所以咧，我哋更愿意花好多嘅时间去用手机，而唔系咧用时间去祷告去亲近神。
And why is that?
咁点解系会咁咧？
Because we get instant reply with our phone, right?
咁因为咧用手机好多时候都可以得到即时嘅回复。
Whereas with prayer, the replies usually, seems to come a lot slower, than we have wanted.
但系咧喺祷告里面啊，似乎神嘅回复通常都比我哋期望嘅要慢得到。期望，sorry，即系喺祷，sorry，喺祷告中咧，神嘅回复往往咧都系比我哋期望嘅要慢好多。
We feel that God is just too slow in replying to our messages.
我哋有时会觉得，哇，神回复我哋嘅所谓语音留言真系太慢啦。
So in the end, we are relying more and more on man-made gadgets instead of relying on God.
久而久之，我哋越嚟越依赖呢啲人造嘅小工具，而唔系去依靠神。
So for example, maybe we can take a look at this picture here.
咁我哋可以睇一睇呢幅图片作为一个例子。
I don't know if you get the humor of this.
咁唔知大家其实明唔明白呢幅图画嘅幽默之处咧？Maybe for those who only know Chinese 啊，so 嗰啲东方嘅博士啦，佢哋一个前面本来就系话，即系后面嗰个就用紧嗰啲 GPS 就喺度话，我哋而家要转咗，转咗，转咗，跟住咧，哎呀弊家伙，而家要重新计算啦，因为梗系嗰啲信号唔好啊，咁所以前面嗰个人咧就话啊。低埋嗰个咁嘅 GPS 导航啦，我哋应该跟住粒星就好啦。
Okay. Right, so now, of course, this picture is not showing what really happened at the time, right?
咁當然啦，呢幅圖畫就唔係真係一個實際嘅寫照，係當時喺聖經入面所發生嘅情景。
Yeah, there was no Google back then.
係當時都仲未有呢個 Google 嘅導航嘅。
So this is just to show how much actually we have depended on man-made devices nowadays.
呢個圖畫只不過係顯示俾我哋睇啊，今時今日我哋係幾咁依賴呢啲人造嘅小工具。
So, as we can see here, trying to be fast is not always efficient, and the old-fashioned way is not always unreliable.
正如我哋喺呢度睇到啊，追求速度并唔系一定就系高效嘅，或者旧式老式嘅方法亦都唔系一定系唔可靠嘅。
But somehow we still prefer to depend on man-made direction rather than on God's direction in our life.
但系我哋仍然咧更加愿意依赖人造嘅指引，而唔系依赖神喺我哋生命中嘅指引。
Okay, you can remove that picture. So perhaps one reason why we hate waiting so much, and as a result we become very impatient is because as we are waiting, we are actually losing control over that part of our life.
或者我哋之所以咁讨厌要等待，亦都系导致我哋喺耐性方面出现特别差嘅一个原因啦。系因为咧，每当我哋等待嘅时间咧，实际上亦都意味住我哋要失去咗我哋对生活嗰方面嘅控制权。
Because by nature, we always want to be in control of our life.
因为按照人嘅本性啊，我哋都系好想去掌控自己嘅生活。
Because life seems more certain when it's under our control.
因为当生活喺我哋自己嘅掌控之下嘅时候咧，似乎一切我哋都更有把握。
So, the uncertainty of life gives us stress, anxiety, worry.
但系对于生活嘅好多未知数呢啲唔确定咧，却系会为我哋带嚟压力啦、焦虑啦，同埋担忧。
So the less time we spend in that uncertainty, then the faster we are able to gain a control of our life back.
所以，当我哋喺唔确定嘅情况下，能够花越少嘅时间咧，咁我哋就好似越快可以重新得到我哋生活嘅主导权。
Yeah, we want everything to go according to our timing, according to our liking.
我哋都希望一切按照我哋嘅时间表同埋我哋嘅喜好咁进行。
Now we can see this very clearly in young children, right?
咁特别喺我哋嘅小朋友身上就可以好清楚咁睇到呢一点啦。
They just cannot wait.
小朋友系等唔切嘅。
Now we were all children, right, at one point in time.
咁我哋曾几何时都做过小朋友。
Now we probably still remember our parents telling us to wait for some things that we really wanted.
可能我哋都仲会记得啊，我哋嘅父母都曾经要我哋去等待一啲我哋好想要嘅嘢。
Yeah, so if the parents have trained their children well, then the children will have no problem waiting. Yeah, because they trust that their parents' timing is better than theirs.
嗱，如果你有好好咁训练你嘅孩子咧，咁个小朋友咧应该唔会因为等待而有任何嘅问题嘅，因为佢哋系好信得过父母嘅时间安排系比佢哋嘅更好。
So in doing so, they are, in fact learning to live according to their parents' time schedule.
咁通过咁样做咧，佢哋实际上正系学习紧按照父母为佢哋安排嘅时间表嚟生活。
And as Christians, actually, we must remember that we have surrendered the control button of our life to God.
而作为基督徒啊，我哋必须记住，我哋已经将我哋生活嘅控制权交翻俾神。
So, therefore, we should no longer live according to our time schedule, but to God's time schedule.
所以咧，我哋亦都唔应该再系按照我哋自己嘅时间表嚟生活，而系要按照神嘅时间表去行事。
And God's timing is different from ours.
而神嘅时间咧，往往同我哋嘅时间系唔同嘅，
How different?
有几唔同咧？
Okay, let's take a look at 2 Peter 3, verse 8.
咁我哋可以一齐睇彼得后书三章八节。
But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day.
亲爱嘅，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
So time is relative.
时间咧系相对嘅。
So to the child who is waiting for his broken toy to be fixed by his parents, Time seems like eternity。
嗱，对于一个等紧佢爸爸妈妈帮佢修理好佢坏咗玩具嘅小朋友嚟讲咧，时间睇起嚟就好似系永恒咁长。
So when in actual fact, it probably just takes 5 minutes.
但实际上可能只不过需要5分钟。
Now, likewise, when we encounter challenges in our life, do we trust God enough to fix those challenges?
同样嘅，当我哋喺生活中遇到困难同挑战嘅时候，我哋有冇足够嘅信心去信任神会帮我哋解决呢啲胜过呢啲嘅困难同挑战呢？
Now, if we truly trust in God, then we will be able to trust in His timing.
如果我哋真系信靠神，咁我哋亦都能够信任神嘅时间安排。
Even when it requires us to wait longer than we would have liked.
即使呢个意味住我哋需要等待，系比我哋想象嘅时间更加长。
As our trust in God grows stronger, then our patience will also increase.
随住我哋对神嘅信任越嚟越坚定，我哋嘅耐性咧亦都会越嚟越增加。
Because we are assured that when we can count on him and therefore our waiting will not be in vain, then no matter how long it takes.
因为当我哋确信我哋系可以倚靠神嘅时候，咁我哋就知道我哋嘅等待系唔会白费嘅，无论要等几耐。
Now, as some of you may know Pastor Johnny's situation with the elevator in his building, right?
咁可能你哋当中都有啲人知道阿 Johnny 牧师佢哋住嗰栋楼个电梯嘅情况。
The building has two elevators, but only one is working.
咁嗰栋楼咧有2部电梯，但其实只系得一部系有正常运作嘅。
And that one elevator sometimes also breaks down.
但系嗰部所谓正常运作嘅电梯咧，都经常坏嘅哦。
So you can imagine, how difficult and inconvenient it is for him and his wife, especially when they have to go somewhere, right?
咁你可以想言之啊，当佢同佢太太要出街嘅时候，去某一度嘅时候，啊，对佢哋嚟讲系几咁嘅困难同埋唔方便。
And you know what? They have been in these situations for a few years.
而且佢哋处于咁嘅情况已经都几年时间啦。
And even up till now, they're still waiting for the building management to repair that broken elevator.
直到而家，佢哋都仍然喺度等紧嗰个楼房管理层几时会终于修理呢部成日坏嘅电梯。
And when will it be fixed? Only God knows.
咁究竟几时会修理好呢？只有神先知道啦。
But do you hear them complaining about it all the time?
但你哋有冇听过佢哋经常喺度埋怨呢？
No, in fact, they never mentioned anything about it until I asked.
事实上咧，佢哋都冇啊，好多时候都系除非我去特登去询问，如果唔系佢哋都唔会同我提起嘅。
So how are they able to put up with all this, all this time without complaining?
佢哋点解可以喺咁长嘅等待时间里面忍受而唔抱怨呢？
So I believe it is because of their trust in God.
我相信系因为佢哋系信任嘅系神。
And they're able to wait patiently for God's perfect timing for that elevator to get fixed.
佢哋就能够耐心嘅等待啊，神睇为最好嘅时候去修理好呢部电梯。
Just as it is written in James 1, verse 2 to 4.
就好似雅各书1章2至4节咁啊。
It says that consider it all joy, my brethren. When you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
我的弟兄们，你们遭受各种试炼时，都要认为是大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过考验，就生忍耐。但要让忍耐发挥完全的功用，使你们能又完全又完整，一无所缺。
So how can we have joy in the midst of various trials?
咁究竟我哋身处喺各种试炼里面，点样可以仍然感受到呢份喜乐呢？
Now, it is possible only when this joy is the product of the fruit of the Spirit.
系唯有当呢种嘅喜乐系圣灵所结出嘅果子嘅时候，咁先有可能。
So we are to rejoice because the various trials provide the opportunity for our faith in God to grow stronger. And in the process, then we learn to be patient.
我哋之所以要去喜乐，系因为啊呢啲嘅各种试炼咧，反而俾我哋机会去锻炼出对神更加坚定嘅信心，而且咧喺个过程，我哋可以学习去有呢份嘅忍耐。
So, yes, to summarize then, this is the first point. Now, to summarize, it's this.
咁嗱，而家我哋去总结下第一点。
Now, that patience has to do with endurance and waiting in the face of trials in life.
忍耐咧，同我哋要面对生活中嘅试炼所需要嘅等待同埋耐力有关嘅。
And through the various trials, our faith is tested, resulting in endurance.
而通过各种嘅试炼咧，我哋嘅信心受到考验，从而生出忍耐。
And as our faith grows stronger, our patience will also increase.
而随住我哋信心嘅增加咧，我哋嘅耐心、我哋嘅耐性亦都会去增加。
Right, so now patience in the Bible is not only in relation to circumstances or challenges in life.
其实圣经入面讲到嘅呢份忍耐咧，就唔系净系同生活我哋所处嘅环境啊，嗰个处境或者挑战有关。
Now, the word patience that is used in the fruit of the Spirit in its original Greek language has to do with patience in relation to people.
忍耐呢个词语出现喺圣灵嘅果子中，嗰个希腊原文啊，其实主要系讲到同人与人之间关系嗰方面嘅忍耐，嗰份耐性。
So it has to do with you and me. It has to do with our response to people whom God brings into our life.
所以咧，系关乎到咧神带入我哋生命当中嘅人啊，我哋系点样互动，我哋点样去对待佢哋。
It's the ability, to put up with people even when it's not easy.
就系一种能够包容别人嘅能力，即使咧一啲都唔容易。
It's not easy because some people irritate us, right, in one way or another.
点解唔容易咧？因为有啲人总系会不断咁激嬲我哋。
I'm sure we all have encountered this type of people in our life.
咁我相信喺我哋生活当中，我一定有遇过咁样嘅人。
Again, we don't have to look far and wide. Such people are here in our midst.
咁我相信我哋唔使四围咁揾啦，坐喺我哋当中，可能就有已经有呢啲会激嬲我哋嘅人。
The reason is simply because each one of us is different.
原因好简单，因为我哋每个人都系唔同嘅。
So I may be someone who irritates some of you here in some ways.
我可能系嗰个。以某种方式会激嬲咗你哋其中一个嘅人，
Or someone else might come across to you as rather obnoxious.
咁又或者咧，其他人喺你睇嚟系非常之讨厌。
So it is in relating to these kind of people that we need to exercise patience.
就系同咁嘅人一齐打交道嘅时候咧，我哋更加需要运用我哋嘅忍耐。
Now, patience in the Old Testament is often translated as being slow to anger.
喺旧约入面咧，忍耐呢个字经常被翻译为不轻易发怒，
And it is often used to describe God's character.
而且系经常用嚟描述神嘅性情。
So we can see this in Psalm 103, verse 8.
咁我哋可以喺诗篇103篇第八节嗰度睇到，
Yahweh is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness.
Yahweh 有怜悯、有恩惠、不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
So if there's anything true about God being slow, this is it.
嗱，如果有任何谈及神嘅真理系事实系真理，就系、是、关于 sorry。如果有任何啊谈及神系好缓慢嘅真理，咁应该就喺呢度啦。
He is slow to anger.
佢就系好慢、好唔轻易去发嬲嘅神。
And that is how God relates to mankind.
而呢个就系神同人相处嘅方式。
So, in this aspect, I think none of us minds that God is slow.
咁我相信咧，喺呢个层面咧，我哋冇任何一个人会介意神好慢。
It is precisely because he's slow to anger that you and I are still standing here today.
正正就系因为咧，神系好慢，好唔轻易发嬲，你同我今日先仲有呢个机会企喺呢度。
Because by nature, we are very quick to blow up in anger.
因为根据我哋人嘅本性咧，我哋好容易就会好激动去发嬲、发脾气。
God is also described in this verse as gracious,
而呢节经文咧，亦都描述到神系有恩惠嘅，
which is another word for kind.
就系仁慈嘅另一种讲法。
So kindness is another way that God relates to mankind.
所以可以话恩慈啊，系神同人类去相处嘅另一个方式。
In Luke 6:35, Jesus says that God is kind to ungrateful and evil men.
喺路加福音6章35节嗰度话俾我哋听咧，神啊系会去恩待嗰啲忘恩同埋邪恶嘅人啊，佢系用恩慈去对待佢哋。
And the Apostle Peter also says that God is patient with us because he doesn't want for any of us to perish.
而使徒彼得啊，亦都曾经讲过，神咧对我哋系忍耐嘅，因为佢唔愿意见到有任何人灭亡，
But he wants for all to come to repentance.
乃系愿意人人都悔改得救。
So God's patience and kindness are indeed our salvation.
所以神嘅忍耐同埋恩慈咧，确实系我哋嘅救恩。
Now God has shown his patience and kindness to us through the forgiveness of our sins, of the wrongs that we do.
神咧透过宽恕我哋嘅罪同埋我哋所犯嘅错误，去展现出佢嘅耐性同埋恩慈。
So therefore, forgiveness is also how we show patience and kindness to our fellow mankind.
所以宽恕咧，亦都系我哋向其他人展现耐性同埋恩慈嘅方式。
So when someone wrongs us, then instead of retaliating, that we ought to forgive.
所以当有人冒犯我哋啊，情感上伤我哋嘅时候，与其去话报复，我哋应该选择去宽恕。
But it is totally against our human nature to forgive. To forgive those who hurt us.
但系咧，要宽恕嗰啲曾经伤害我哋嘅人，可以话系完全违反我哋嘅本性。
But if we have truly been born of the Spirit,
但如果我哋确实系从灵而生嘅，
and we have the new nature in us,
而我哋已经有神所俾我哋嘅呢个新嘅性情喺我哋里面，
then we must be able to choose to walk by the Spirit.
咁我哋就必须亦都有能力去选择靠圣灵而行事为人。
So only when you do this, then you will have the patience and kindness produced by the fruit of the Spirit.
只有当你咁样做嘅时候咧，你先能够拥有由圣灵所结出嘅果子，就系仁爱同埋仁慈。
Now, speaking of forgiveness, we may remember Peter's conversation with Jesus, about how many times we have to forgive.
嗱，講到寬恕啊，我哋可能會諗起彼得同耶穌之間曾經有過咁嘅對話，係關於我哋要原諒人幾多次。
The conclusion is that we will have to forgive all the time.
而結論咧就係我哋必須一直去原諒、去寬恕。
We have to always forgive because God always forgives us.
我哋之所以要學習一路去原諒、寬恕其他人，係因為神都總係去寬恕我哋。
And if we do not want to forgive, then God will not forgive us.
嗱，如果我哋唔愿意去宽恕咧，咁神都唔会去宽恕我哋。
Now, can you imagine what would happen to you if God stopped forgiving you?
你能唔能够想象，如果神停止去宽恕我哋，会发生啲咩事呢？
That would be the end of you.
咁我哋就玩完啦。
And we don't want to be in that situation.
而我哋唔想落入咁样嘅境地，
So likewise, we should not do this to other people.
所以我哋更加唔应该咁样去对待其他人。
But just because we have to forgive all the time, it doesn't mean that you can take the freedom, the liberty to continue making the same mistake and then apologize afterwards.
但系因为我哋必须学习一直宽恕咧，并唔系意味着你可以随意继续犯同样嘅错误，每次都系犯完错之后就走嚟道歉。
Now, it is really a pitiful condition when you keep making the same offense and you just don't have the power to overcome that.
当你一直犯同样嘅过错，又冇能力去克服嘅时候咧，真系一种非常之可悲嘅情况。
I know of a mother who has a young daughter.
咁我认识一位母亲啦，佢有一位好年幼嘅女儿。
So one time she shared that she often loses her temper with her daughter.
咁一次佢就分享，佢经常都会向佢呢个女发脾气、发火啊。
But every time she loses her temper, she will ask her daughter for forgiveness.
但每一次佢发脾气嘅时候咧，佢都会向佢嘅女儿请求佢原谅。
And being a good daughter, she always forgives her mother.
咁作为一个好嘅女咧，佢总系原谅佢嘅妈妈。
But one time, after the same thing happened again, and the mother again apologized to her daughter.
咁但系有一次，同样嘅事情又发生啦。咁呢个妈妈咧，又再次向个女道歉。
So the daughter said to her mother, "It's okay, mom, I forgive you, but I know you are going to do it again."
咁妈妈再向个女嘅道歉嘅时候，个女点讲咧？个女就同妈妈讲：唔紧要，妈妈，我原谅你。 不过我知道你下次又会咁做噶。
Yeah, so I think that remark, helped this mother to see that what she had been doing wasn't right.
咁我知道咧，我相信呢句说话应该系帮助到呢位妈妈，终于意识到佢一路咁样嘅态度，佢咁样做系唔啱嘅。
But at the same time, she also realized that she couldn't help herself.
但系同时间，佢亦都发现咧，自己好似冇办法去控制佢嘅脾气。
Now, if you think this person is a non-Christian, you are mistaken.
嗱，咁你如果你以为呢一个系一个非基督徒咧，咁你就错啦。
But before we start making judgmental remarks on her, which is not an expression of kindness,
但喺我哋开始对呢位女士进行任何有批判性嘅评价之前咧，因为呢个都唔系一个好恩慈嘅表现啦，
let's look at ourselves first.
不如让我哋先审视一下自己。
Don't we also do the same thing that she does, but we do it to God?
唔通我哋又冇好似呢位妈妈一样去做同样嘅嘢，只不过个对象换咗系神。
Can we say that we have observed all the commandments that God has given us and not failed any of them at any point in time?
我哋可唔可以话自己真系遵守一切神俾我哋嘅诫命，从来冇犯过任何一条咧？
But every time we choose to follow the desires of the flesh, when we have been given the power to choose to walk in the Spirit, we have offended God.
嗱，每一次当我哋选择随从肉体嘅欲望嘅时候，而纵然神其实已经俾咗一切我哋需要去选择属灵生命呢个能力。但系我哋却选择顺从肉体嘅时候咧，我哋就喺度得罪紧神。
But God, being the patient and kind God, still forgive us.
但系神作为嗰位又有耐性又恩慈嘅神，佢仍然选择去宽恕我哋。
And the only reason he still forgives us at this time is because he's still giving us the time to repent.
而喺呢一刻啊，佢仍然去宽恕我哋嘅唯一原因，就系因为佢喺度俾紧机会，俾紧时间俾我哋悔改。
He's giving us this time to grow. Spiritually into maturity.
佢系俾紧我哋时间去喺属灵上继续去成长，去达到成熟。
So, this is what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 2, verse 4.
而呢个正正就系使徒保罗喺罗马书2:4所讲嘅。
Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?
罗马书2:4，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不知道他的恩慈是令你悔改吗？
So let us not think lightly of God's kindness and patience towards us.
所以让我哋千祈唔好去轻视神对我哋嘅呢份恩慈、包容同埋忍耐。
Let us not be too harsh to our fellow brothers and sisters when they wrong us.
当我哋嘅弟兄姊妹冒犯咗我哋，我哋对佢哋都唔好太苛刻。
We are not perfect yet. We still fail sometimes in spite of all the efforts. And the good intentions.
我哋同样都唔系完美嘅，我哋有时都会失败。纵然我哋真系好认真付出最大嘅努力，同埋有呢份好嘅心意善意。
We're still in the process of growing spiritually into maturity.
我哋同样都仍然喺属灵嘅路上，只系迈向紧成熟嘅一个过程。
So therefore, we don't have the right to pass judgment on others.
所以我哋都冇权利咧去对身边嘅人去进行呢份嘅批判。
Now that right is reserved for God alone, who on that day, when He will judge everyone accordingly.
嗰个权利咧系仅仅留俾神喺嗰一日，当佢要按照每个人嘅行为嚟审判我哋嘅时候。
And when that time comes, and it will come, now in His perfect timing, then our duty for now is simply to forgive and forgive.
喺嗰个时候来临之前啊，喺神最完美嘅时间表里面，一定会有呢一日嘅来到。但系喺呢段时间嚟之前，我哋嘅责任咧就系要选择宽恕，然后再去宽恕。
And when our fellow mankind asks for our forgiveness again and again, we just have to continue forgiving, but not grudgingly, but joyfully.
而当你身边嘅人一次又一次咁请求我哋宽恕嘅时候咧，我哋只需要欢欢喜喜咁宽恕，唔系勉强嘅，而系真系出于甘心乐意嘅。
So this is the second point, and we will summarize the second point.
咁总结第二点，
The patience produced by the fruit of the Spirit is in relation to people.
咁圣灵结出嘅耐性咧，系同我哋同人相处有关嘅。
Now, forgiveness is an expression of patience and kindness towards those who wrong us.
宽恕咧就系我哋向嗰啲冒犯我哋嘅人所表达出嘅忍耐同埋恩慈嘅表达方式。
And we are called to always forgive because God always forgives the offenses that we make against Him.
而我哋被呼召要常常去原谅别人咧，系因为神总系宽恕我哋所犯嘅过错。
So we are all still in the process of growing spiritually.
我哋喺属灵嘅成长过程中，仍然喺度成长紧。
So we must be patient and kind with the hiccups committed against us along the way.
所以我哋亦都必须向一路上啊，其他人对我哋所犯下嘅呢啲错误咧，有呢份耐心同埋慈爱，
And leave the final judgment in God's hand.
亦都将最终嘅判决交俾神。
And God's patience and kindness are meant to lead us into repentance.
而神嘅恩慈、宽容同埋忍耐咧，正系引领紧我哋去悔改。
Now, another aspect of forgiveness that we will look at is this.
而关于宽恕嘅另一个层面，我哋想一齐睇嘅咧，就系、
Now, we don't always have to wait until the person who wrongs us comes and asks for forgiveness.
我哋并唔需要咧，总系等到得罪我哋、冒犯我哋嘅人主动嚟求我哋宽恕咧，先去宽恕佢哋。
And then we forgive.
啊，跟住我哋即系听到佢求宽恕，我哋先去原谅。
Sometimes we just have to forgive them even when they do not ask for forgiveness.
有啲时候，我哋甚至需要喺佢哋都冇去求宽恕嘅情况下，就去原谅、去宽恕佢哋。
Possibly it's because they don't even know that they have wronged us.
可能系因为对方甚至都唔知道佢哋已经冒犯咗我哋啊。
Now, there are times when it is better for us to simply overlook the wrong that done against us and not hold it against them or demand an apology from them.
喺有啲情况下，最好嘅做法可能真系就系要去放低，去忽略佢哋对我哋所犯下嘅呢啲嘅错误，唔好怀恨在心，甚至唔好要求对方一定要向自己道歉。
Let's look at Proverbs 17, verse 9.
喺箴言十七章第九节咁话。
He who conceals a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates intimate friends.
遮掩人过的，寻求仁爱；屡次挑错的，离间密友。
Now, concealing a transgression here doesn't mean that we compromise with sin.
嗱，呢度所讲嘅遮掩人嘅过错咧，并唔等同我哋去同罪妥协。
Now, concealing a transgression here means forgiving and not holding on to personal wrongs that others do to us.
喺呢度所讲嘅遮掩人嘅过错咧，系更多讲紧要去原谅，唔好一路去捉住唔放啊！对方所得罪你嘅地方。
So, in our interactions with people, there bound to be a time when others will irritate us or offend us.
喺我哋人与人之间相处嘅过程里面咧，总系难免有时对方啊会有唔小心去得罪我哋啊，冒犯我哋嘅情况嘅。
Things such as being inconsiderate or thoughtless words or actions that hurt other people's feelings.
咁可能系因为出于嗰个人唔够细心啦，可能好自我，冇去考虑清楚嘅时候咧，带嚟一啲言语上或者行动上对我哋嘅伤害。
So in short, it's things that may happen in the course of human relationships.
即系简单嚟讲，就系当人与人相处互动之间咧，都难免会发生嘅呢啲矛盾。
But what matters here is how we respond to those transgressions.
但系呢度最重要面对嘅问题就系我哋点样去回应啊呢啲对方对我哋嘅冒犯呢？
So if we choose to overlook rather than broadcasting all the little offenses, then in doing so, we have done an act of kindness and regarded the one who wrongs us as more important than ourselves.
嗱，如果我哋愿意选择去所谓忽略，即系唔好去放大对人哋对我哋嘅冒犯，唔好再去周围同全世界讲去广播嘅时候，咁其实我哋已经系喺度学习展现出一份嘅忍耐同埋恩慈啊，系啦，即系唔好再去重复，譬如人哋唔好嘅事实啊，或者去系咯宣扬呢件事嘅时候。
So it is good actually to teach our children since they are very young, to overlook, any small arguments, small sibling rivalries,
咁所以咧都好重要，有时我哋要教我哋嘅小朋友啦，即系唔好成日捉住自己嘅哥哥姐姐、细佬妹嘅唔好处咧，就即系佢哋啲 大家互动中嘅一啲唔开心就不断去喺度指责对方。
Yeah, so they need to learn to never repeat or bring up siblings' failures to others as an act of revenge. You know, you just want to get back at them.
咁所以我哋要教导佢哋咧，千祈唔好咧系为咗报复对方咧，就不断咁提起对方嘅错啊，或者去话衰对方咁样。
But instead, to learn to cover those offenses and seek love instead.
反而咧去学习所谓呢度讲嘅遮掩对方嘅过错，就去寻求爱。
So now, to summarize, the third point here is this: that we must overlook, or we must learn to overlook, personal offenses done against us by others.
咁所以第三点咧，呢度所讲嘅就我哋必须学习去放手，忽略人哋对我哋一啲个人嘅冒犯。
Yeah, do not repeat facts about others that will put them in a bad light as a way of venting your anger, you know.
千祈唔好为咗发泄自己嘅怒气咧，去尝试去重复人哋嘅唔好，而且系将对方咧系摆喺一个非常之唔好嘅一个即好似影射到对方非常之唔好咁样嘅情况，为咗发泄自己嘅怒气。
Yeah, both of these will destroy love and relationships.
因为呢两者都会破坏到爱同埋呢份彼此间嘅关系。
Yeah, but patience and kindness are able to transform hearts and relationships.
但系咧，忍耐同埋恩慈咧，却系能够改变人嘅内心同埋我哋之间嘅关系。
Now, lastly, the Apostle Paul mentions four characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, with result being unity in Ephesians 4, verses 1 to 3.
最后，保罗喺以弗所书4:1-3嗰度咧，提到圣灵果子嘅四个特征，结果咧带嚟嘅结果就喺基督徒呢个团体当中咧有呢份真正嘅合一。
It says there, therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
以弗所书4:1-3，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的人相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合二为一的心。
So, out of the four characteristics there, which is gentleness, patience, love, and peace.
嗱喺呢度所提及嘅四个圣灵果子嘅唔同层面咧，就系谦虚、温柔、忍耐同埋和平啦。
Yeah, we have mentioned all that except one. There's for gentleness, which we will cover next time.
咁我哋其他都已经曾经讲过啦，就系撑温柔，我哋下次会去探讨。
Now, this passage shows that the different characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit are indeed related to one another.
喺呢段经文再次俾我哋睇到咧，圣灵嘅果子嘅唔同嘅表征咧，确实系彼此相关嘅。
And they are working together to preserve the unity in the church.
而佢哋系一齐共同咁去维护住教会嘅呢份合一。
So forgiveness promotes peace and harmony in the body of Christ.
呢份嘅宽恕咧，系促进咗呢份真正嘅和平同埋合一喺呢个基督嘅身体里面。
Yeah, so we need to make a conscious effort to choose to forgive, even when it is hard.
所以咧，就算系几咁困难，我哋都必须刻意选择去饶恕。
Yeah, when we forgive, we let go of bitterness, anger, and resentment that can cause divisions.
当我哋原谅别人、宽恕别人嘅时候，我哋就能够放低呢一切导致分裂嘅苦毒、愤怒同埋怨恨。
And forgiveness allows for reconciliation and unity.
而宽恕咧，系会带嚟真正嘅和解同埋呢份合一。
But why is unity important in the body of Christ?
咁但系基督嘅身体里面，点解合一系咁重要咧？
Because without unity, it is impossible for the body of Christ to function.
因为如果冇合一咧，根本基督嘅身体系冇办法正常运行嘅。
Now, the function of the church is to be the light of the world.
教会嘅功能就系要成为世界上嘅光。
And to lead people to Christ and ultimately to God.
要引领人归向基督，最终归向神。
Now, have you tried to switch on a lamp, but then the light bulb doesn't turn on?
唔知大家有冇试过想开着盏灯，但系咧最终个灯泡并冇发光喎。
Now, in order for the lamp to work properly, then all the wiring, starting from the one inside the light bulb, all the way to the electrical socket, they all have to be connected properly.
嗱，为咗令到灯可以正常咁运作咧，从灯泡本身里面嗰啲嘅电嗰啲丝啊，嗰啲系嘛丝系啦，跟住同埋一路去到嗰啲电线，到去到插头嗰度啊，一切都一定要系正确咁连接嘅。
Yeah, so only then it is able to work as one to allow the electrical current to flow, from the source, all the way to the lamp without interruption.
唯有咁样咧，佢哋先能够好似一个整体咁样合作无间，一齐咁样去运作，令到电流可以从嗰个源头电源一路流向灯泡，中间并冇中断。
We can also look at our physical body.
咁我哋都可以睇下我哋呢个肉身嘅身体。
Now, in order for our body to function properly, then every member of the body, every cell in the body must be connected to one another.
嗱，我哋呢个身体啊，要正常运作，同样每个部位或者每个细胞都必须要相互连接。
Now, if something happens to one part of the body, it affects the other parts of the body.
如果身体某个部位出现咗问题咧，亦都会影响我哋身体其他嘅部位。
Do you know anything about acupuncture?
唔知大家熟唔熟悉针灸呢样嘢咧？
Or maybe some of you have even tried acupuncture.
唔知大家有冇试过针灸啊？
Now, acupuncture is a therapy that uses thin needles inserted through the skin at a specific points on the body to control pain or other symptoms.
咁針灸咧就一種醫學療法啦，咁就會用一支針啊，去透過即係刺激你嘅皮層同埋某啲穴位啦，咁就嚟控制你嘅痛症啊，或者其他身體嘅不適。
Now, what I find amazing, about acupuncture is that the needles aren't inserted at the points where the symptoms occur.
咁我覺得針灸神奇之處咧，就係佢嗰支針咧，並唔係插喺你痛嗰個位置嘅喎。
Now, for example, that you may have a pain, in your neck, but in order to treat this pain, the needles are inserted elsewhere in other, at the other parts of your body.
咁例如啦，可能你条颈好痛啦，但系咧为咗治疗呢个颈痛咧，嗰支针咧可能系插喺你身体其他位置。
So perhaps you can understand this better by looking at this picture here.
咁可能为咗帮助大家更加了解，你可以望下下一幅图。
We need to
哦，
translate.
咁可能要翻译一下，佢话，That's what my neck suddenly feels better。啊，咁佢就见到下低幅图有好多嗰啲原始人想用啲箭插佢，咁但系就，哎呀，好奇怪喎，点解突然间条颈唔痛嘅咧？
So and it says that early acupuncture.
啊，咁所以呢度就写系呢个系早期嘅针灸嘅方式
But
啊。
I'm sure this is not how we discover acupuncture, right?
咁 当然我相信呢个并唔系我哋发现有针灸嘅学问嘅来源啦。
Okay, but here, acupuncture shows that every part in our body is connected to one another in such a way that when anything happens to one part, the other parts are also affected by it.
但系事实就话俾你听，我哋身体每一个部位咧，都系以某种方式互相连接，以致当一个部位发生问题嘅时候咧，其实其他部位咧系难免一定会受到影响嘅。
So likewise, a church is the body of Christ, and we are members of that body.
同样，教会系基督嘅身体，而我哋都系呢个身体嘅一部分，
So
每一
when,
个唔同嘅肢体。
yeah. So when you are getting impatient and refuse to forgive, or when you are not being kind and by showing judgmental attitude, then.
所以，当你变得好唔耐烦，并且拒绝去宽恕嘅时候，又或者当你为咗显示对对方嘅判断啊、审判态度而唔友善嘅时候咧，
Now, the ones affected are not just only you and the other person, but it affects the other members of the body.
受到影响嘅唔仅仅系你或者其他人，而系会影响到身体所有其他嘅成员。
So, being patient and kind play a major part, in keeping the harmony and unity in the body of Christ.
所以忍耐同埋恩慈咧，喺保持基督嘅身体呢份和谐同埋合一咧，系起咗非常重要嘅作用。
It plays a part in order, it plays a major role in order for the power, of the Holy Spirit to flow through us.
你甚至可以话咧，佢系让到圣灵嘅能力能够畅通无阻咁喺我哋当中运行流动嘅一个好重要嘅元素。
Yeah, so let us be diligent in preserving that unity in the body of Christ through patience and kindness.
所以都让我哋真系喺透过忍耐同埋恩慈去殷勤咁样保守基督身体呢份嘅合一。
Let us close in prayer.
让我哋一齐祷告结束。
Our Heavenly Father, yeah, we come before you to once again give thanks.
我哋亲爱嘅天父耶和华，我哋再一次感谢你。
Yeah, we thank you for the word that you have given us today.
我哋好感谢你赐俾我哋嘅话语。
It may be hard, for us to practice, but we. Yeah, we trust that you are able to help us to fulfill the commandments that you have given us.
虽然咧听落去系好难去实践，但系我哋亦都好有信心，你系忠向我哋系忠诚嘅，你系信实嘅，你会帮助我哋去实行完成一切你俾我哋嘅诫命。
All this cannot be done in our power.
呢一切都冇办法靠我哋自己能力可以做到，
Yeah, but only through your power that we are able to do all this.
系唯有靠住你嘅能力，我哋先能够做到。
And also help us not to lose hope, when things are difficult.
亦都求你帮助我哋唔好当遇到困难嘅时候，我哋失去呢份嘅信心或者盼望。
But to trust in you that you will make all things possible in your timing.
但系去帮助我哋咧，能够信靠你喺你最好嘅时间，会让一切唔可能都变成可能。
May all the glory and praise be to your
愿一切荣耀同埋颂赞都归于你。
name. Amen.